Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Non-hunters may not approve of hunting. Perhaps this will offer new perspective. Hunters fund conservation efforts in Texas.
There's no question, because there's an excise tax put on sporting arms and ammunition that goes into conservation that states use to manage WMAs and run programs.
Dave Morrison is waterfowl program leader. The various stamps hunters need to harvest certain species fund conservation.
If you look at the duck stamps since 1937, look at all the land that has been purchased in fee title and is out there in perpetuity for wetlands.
Morrison adds you don't have to be a hunter to buy a duck stamp.
If people may not necessarily agree with hunting or they don't hunt themselves, one of the smartest things they can do is go buy a duck stamp, because that duck stamp goes into acquisition of habitat. That certainly benefits ducks, but benefits a whole wide range of species. Even if you don't hunt, buying a duck stamp will show that you, too, are concerned about conservation and that you are doing your part by spending that $15, which in turn is going in to purchase land for our grandkids to be able to watch waterfowl as they migrate south.
Learn more about hunting and conservation when you visit PassportToTexas.org. That's our show for today, with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.